Log Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Renegades of Funk. Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report, where you question whether or not we got intelligence. So, hey, ayo, way.
Oh, it's like that. Jesus. Is it just you?
Welcome,
and me,
welcome.
What up?
No, it's not just you and me. We got Mick here, too.
Michael.
What's up? Michael, how are you doing, Michael? I'm very concerned about you, Michael.
Yeah. Very concerned about me. I'm well, thank
yes.
you. I appreciate your concern.
I'm concerned about you and your pee-pee and what you do with your pee-pee and who's paying attention
to
it.
Well, you should always be concerned about my pee-pee, for sure, but right now it's good.
It's good. Really?
Always thinking about your pee-pee, man. Always. That's my number one priority.
I appreciate it. Right back at you.
Looks like who else is here? Who else is here? We got 52.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! At the start of the show and everything. Holy shit!
Wow!
Did somebody
I'm
tell her story
though,
to start already.
She must have nothing to do right now.
I'm hungry. She's
got nothing to do.
Who, me?
She put all her babies to bed.
No, my kids are at their friend's house, and I'm at my friend's house. I'm eating right now, stuffing my face. I didn't think he was going to pop me on so quick, and I had like a whole mouthful
Whoa.
Of meat, and it just almost died.
Are
but
you
no,
high yet?
No, not yet. I almost died, though. I really did almost choke, really, straight up.
Well, when you call in, I'm going to put you on right away because it's like having you on this early is just I think it's a rarity that we can say is.
Well, yeah, besides the fact that you are part of this show, it's not like you're a guest caller.
Right. There's no real reason for me to have you on hold for long periods of time. You are technically one of the hosts of the show.
Are we having an intervention? What's going on? You know?
For being tardy, yes.
I don't
for being
care.
Tardy. We're
I
having
like
an intervention.
Babies. Sometimes I have life stuff going on. I have a lot.
You
of
always
things
say that, but
oh,
I, you know what? I don't think any of us believe you, because when we hear when we hear what you do have going on in your life, it's bullshit like a car crash or a tree falling on your head or some fucking like deli owner screaming at you in the background to get out of his store. Like, it's nothing. It's nothing that should prevent you from calling in.
So sometimes I'm like at dinners, and right now I'm at my friend's
house.
Whoa,
fancy pants. I'm at soirees and dinners and get-togethers.
I have other things going on, and I try to make do, and sometimes it bleeds over. I mean, I just pick my poison at the time, you know? Why do I have to justify my bullshit?
Why shouldn't you have to justify your bullshit? This is a radio show that you're the host of. You should have a commitment to it. I mean, it's not like we make any money or anybody listens to us or we promote it at all.
Never that. All right, fine. I'm sorry. I'm here. We're talking about
Christy and I were actually talking before the show, which we should have been talking on the show. We were going over the last Mick. I think you're the only person among us who hasn't seen The People versus O.J. Simpson on Netflix.
What?
I have not. I did watch
it. You and Erica, honestly, Mick, you and Erica should check it out because you guys both lived through that time, and it's trust me, it's long enough in the past. Because like I don't. See, I was still in high school when that shit went down. Like, I was leaving high school to tell. Like, I was about 6 months before it started in January when the trial started, which means that all the other stuff like happened before that. So I don't know.
Well,
it said January in the when I looked it up.
June, right now the murder happened June 12th. That's right, the day after I graduated from.
No, well okay, so I graduated in 95. Okay, so the trial started in January of 95.
I was in college already.
I'm younger than you, Mike. I didn't graduate until like 98.
Right. But Mick skipped a grade.
Mick
was already in college.
So
he skipped a grade, so.
Mick skipped a grade, too?
Yeah, Mick was ahead of me. Mick was 1 year ahead of me in high school.
The only other person I know that skipped the grade.
So I was a sophomore.
I almost skipped the grade.
Yeah,
my mom actually
chose to send me
to another school other than skipping a grade. Yeah. Well, apparently that's what my mom decided too, because they wanted me to skip a grade, but apparently my mom was like, no, we'll just move him to another school instead.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let me console you in the fact that I did nothing with that extra year. I'm a college dropout.
Mick either. Mick either.
Yeah, same here.
Although Mick.
Same here. And it retarded my social growth.
There
wasn't the thing.
I had a shitty social growth anyway, so it just helped me get out of
the
bad situation.
Yeah, it's enhanced it, I think. Right.
So, Louis, does that mean you were ahead of me in you were already in college when it happened, when this shit went down?
Correct. Yes, I graduated the day before she got killed.
Because I was still in Mount Vernon High School, which we've established was basically an all-black high school, and there were a lot of racial tensions in that high school during that time. I don't know if Mick? Do you remember Tony saying anything about that?
I don't recall any specific O.J. stories. My frame of reference was more like the day after the cops were acquitted in the Rodney King verdict, and that was a fucking nightmare.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You guys.
No, there were definitely riots in the school about the O.J. thing. That was definitely something that was like really, really tense.
Riots?
And
riots?
Yeah, dude. Like, people trying to throw chairs through windows, people, like, fighting with each other, white kids getting jumped.
They were just looking for an excuse to rob you. O.J. Simpson, give me a fucking
Very
money
well
now.
Maybe
What's up? I'm broke. and I need to pay for these Air Jordans, and you're a target.
Oh, are you kidding me? No white kid wore Air Jordans. Get the fuck out of here.
No,
that's cool.
No,
you walk all barefoot
is that,
if that happened.
No fucking white kid was dumb enough to wear Air Jordans in high school. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, follow me.
So we remember all the. Well, I remember. I guess I'm the only one that remembers all the tension in the school, because you guys were too good for me. You guys were.
Who had the tension?
Well, meet your ass.
And Christy. Huh?
What?
Yeah, they beat my ass. Yeah, I got jumped. I got jumped a couple times over the OJ Simpson.
So, Mike, let me ask you. So, going through the trial while being in the school, you know, the aftermath of the murder and the beginning of the trial while
right.
at that school, was there a lot of sentiment that he didn't do it and he was being framed, or like, what was the
school? Okay, so the exact statistics of Mount Vernon High School when you and I were going at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Were that the school was 87% black, which is the obviously overwhelming majority.
And I think it was what, 4% white?
It was between 3 and 4% white, yeah.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. It was 7% white. It was like 3 and 4% Portuguese.
Mm. Okay.
Dude. More white people than in my school.
So... More white people than your school?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my school is 50-50 because we was on the border of the suburbs and the border of the ghetto. You know, and a lot of our kids, either half was right there living in the neighborhood and suburbs almost to, you know, high-end upper-class neighborhoods, and then the other half, they on ghetto and shit like that. So you were
50-50.
There was some little bit of skirmishes between black and white kids. That was on the strength of, I want to whip this white kid's ass, and I'm going to use the O.J. Simpson trial as the reason why I went retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm going to fuck this white kid up because he's been asking for a minute, and I'm going to blame it on O.J.
Damn.
Other than that,
no, well, I mean, I'm sure that was exactly the same sentiment behind the reasons that I got jumped and shit. And
yeah,
I was a senior, like I was a senior in high school when that shit was going down. So I was not I was not supposed to be getting jumped anymore. Like that was supposed to be, you know, like that's supposed to happen to me when
think.
I was like a junior and a sophomore.
Well.
Like, I kind of earned my stripes. I had been there long enough where I shouldn't be getting jumped anymore, but apparently not.
How many freshmen were jumping you?
No.
How many what?
There's no expiration date on being a dick.
Freshmen jumped it.
Oh, I got jumped. I'm pretty sure that as a senior, I got jumped by freshmen. I'm pretty sure that happened.
The middle school came over to jump you?
Everybody did.
Let me tell you something.
I'm sure
they made them
too, and that was before the murder.
The post office that put it, you know, the mailman, Mr. Mailman wanted to whoop his ass. Everybody.
The senior from elementary school came over.
Yeah.
You know, to fuck with Mike.
Yeah,
I
got my ass whooped by a sixth grader.
You got your ass whooped by safety guards and shit.
I got my ass whooped by a second grade crossing guard. Like, that's how bad it was.
Hall monitors.
Hall monitors from elementary school used to kick my ass.
The lunch lady beat the shit out of me once.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's because you guys, you guys had a sexual relationship and it was like a sub-dom thing.
Yeah.
This was bitter. Very bitter.
Caught me out there.
She didn't go.
But so like I remember the tension between black kids and white kids in during that time. Like it was in Mount Vernon High School. It was there, and it was like kids were throwing batteries at the white kids. Like I got hit in the arm with a D battery.
What?
Could you imagine?
Car battery.
No, that was when things, because there were a few different things in my high school that caused racial tension. Like, it wasn't just the OJ thing. Like, it was
Right.
I think I don't remember if I was in high school for the Rodney King stuff, but there was this black kid
before OJ, and then they had a riot because
right.
of the verdict because they let the cops.
Well, I was in high school for 4 years, so I don't remember.
Getting his ass. Yeah, you may have seen it. Here.
Yeah, I don't remember like if the Rodney King yeah. thing was while I was still in high school. I probably blocked it out.
I think it was, Mike, because I was definitely in high school at the time, and I'm pretty sure you were too. And I remember leaving school early
yeah.
that day because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get killed if I stay here.
Yeah.
Damn.
Here's what I know. Before that, it was Rodney King verdict. You know, because that was the first time we could see police brutality captured, because a lot of times,
right.
just like climate deniers, they don't want to believe niggas is getting their ass whooped in the street.
Yeah.
On the regular. Like, it was commonplace. That's how you deal with the black community, beating niggas' ass, if you're all right. Leave us, you know, and everybody just go about their way. You know, he was resisting arrest. You know. He was driving without a license.
Well, that's what Christy and I were talking about earlier. That's one of the things that's so fucked up about this whole, about the OJ trial, is that Johnny Cochran used that to try to frame the idea that OJ was another black victim of LAPD bullshit, you know, when in fact he was not, but you know, Rodney King
right.
definitely was. Like, there was no question that Rodney King
and
was a victim
about,
of
how about
completely.
The man in New York? How about my man in New York with the plunger? Okay, come on, and countless others, and countless.
Oh,
others.
That was
Amadou
that Amadou
Diallo?
Is that Amadou
dude?
Diallo? Yep.
Yes, I mean I can't even. How about my man that got dragged, his head popped off in his body. You know what I'm saying? How about the little gay boy?
Yeah, that was in the South. They tend to do things like that in the South.
I mean, all kinds of things. Oh,
people, I just have to say that people don't get dragged to death in the North. Just to make this clear, this is how fucked up the South is. We don't drag motherfuckers to death in the North. That doesn't happen. That shit only happens in the South.
Happened in Milwaukee.
Well, yeah,
that's completely different.
People.
That's completely different.
But
you
I'm
can't equate Jeffrey Dahmer to dragging people.
I'm
death.
Just saying, it's a white man with black folks. He didn't deal with white boys. He liked them young, you know, darkish.
He liked them. He liked them dark. That's for sure.
And then
we'll
on top of that,
we'll
when
eat
my man,
a motherfucker up here,
listen,
but we ain't dragging
him. Listen, listen, how deep it goes. When the little Asian boy run out, he days in the street, butt naked. They just laughed at him. They didn't take him serious.
That is actually true. The little Polynesian boy that Jeffrey Dahmer had drilled a hole in his head and poured like bleach into had escaped and ran out into the street, and the cops actually returned him to Jeffrey Dahmer's place
right.
and just let him have the kid.
What I'm trying to tell you, they don't care. You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it. I'm trying to contain it, but it's Jesus help me. Lord, please don't have me misunderstood.
I think we've gotten a little off track.
But I'm trying to tell you, it runs deep.
We've been
dealing with it, and there's countless. I can just name several examples. I've been drinking. I don't care. But I had some salads. I'm good. But
what were you
going like
to say?
There's tons of examples of law enforcement and brown people or differently colored or differently sounding or whatever have been mistreated by law enforcement. It's nothing new. But when the L.A. riots happened, it was a powder keg. We were just on the verge, and then all of a sudden that was just it. O.J. Simpson, they got a black man, athlete, they're trying to take down another one. They didn't want to hear nothing that happened previously. They just saw it as, you know, how much more can we take? And
okay,
LAPD,
Louis, what were you gonna say, Louis?
Well, I just want to add to that. I guess the cops who beat Rodney King fucked up the justice for Cole Brown Simpson.
What I was going to say is that the police actually do not have a mandate to protect and serve.
No.
There's a Supreme Court. There's a Supreme Court ruling where in D.C., you know, years ago, these two black women called the police because there were there was a home invasion. The cops came and half-assedly knocked on the door or whatever and didn't investigate.
Right.
And they were held hostage for a couple of days.
How many days was it? Do you know?
I want to say something like a week or just shy of. And you know, and there were
so these black women were held hostage for a week, and the cops came and like half-assedly knocked on the door while they were still being captive.
Right. Well, yeah, the first night, well, you know, it was all going down, and these guys were breaking into the house and you know, and get in there, and so they sued the police and went to the Supreme Court, and basically it says that the police don't actually have a mandate to protect and serve the community. It's more to uphold the rule of law. So,
but the rule of law was being violated by these men who were.
I guess the angle of them being sued and being liable for protecting them was not.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's shit like that that makes you fucking, that makes you have no faith in the justice system whatsoever.
Absolutely.
It's on a whim that you actually receive justice. It's only a whim that you receive justice when it comes to the law enforcement. It's in that person's morals or whatever, their own framework. If they feel like being
I can't recommend you enough for you and Erica to watch The People vs. O.J. Simpson. I can't recommend it enough. I think you guys.
I don't get any point for watching the documentary. It won an Oscar, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. We're an Oscar for
what? This one's better for more entertainment value.
Well, I haven't seen.
No, it was really well done. I have to say, it was really well done. Like. You know, it showed you kind of the intricacies of what, of just how
of
deep this kind of shit ran. And
looked like. So, I mean, it got Marcia Clark.
Actually, it made Marcia Clark fairly sympathetic, I think. Marcia Clark fairly sympathetic.
Poor girl.
And she was not ready. This was a Hollywood case, and she was not ready to be Hollywood at all. And neither was Christopher Darden.
Well, he definitely wasn't, and I think they only brought him on to kind of like.
No, because he was black and he knew it.
Yeah, I think that's why they brought him on, and he was not ready for prime time for sure.
No, he was not, and Marcia Clark really wasn't either. She had no idea how much she'd be scrutinized by the press.
Right,
and
they took those people apart.
And, yeah, they tore those people apart completely. And Johnny Cochran was all Hollywood. Like, he was all...
Yeah.
Like, I have a certain amount of respect for Johnny Cochran because he actually did a lot of pro bono work for poor black families when it came to stuff like this. He wasn't no saint. He wasn't no saint because he beat his fucking ex-wife. He wasn't no goddamn saint.
Led a double life.
I'm saying this to me in regards to the Eyes Law. The man is separate from his career, but he's done more, you know, when the boy got killed on the subway, he got the family justice. I mean, there's countless, you know what I mean? He fought for handicap rights, you know what I mean? Elderly, all kinds of shit. There's a whole bunch of stuff that outweighs him.
He did a lot of good. I'm not going to say the man was flawless because he obviously had some domestic violence issues with his ex-wife, which is really fucking funny considering that he was defending OJ for the same fucking shit. But he did a lot of good in the black community. He literally did like more good in the black community than Jesse Jackson. Like, Jesse Jackson ain't done shit compared to what Johnny Cochran
did. It's not like Johnny Cochran never talked on that either. It's not like he, you know, when someone brought that up, he didn't speak on it. You know, it wasn't like you know, it's kind of like, you know, we already know about that, you know, kind of thing with the ex-wife. It was like they were contemplating this bar and everything like that, so, you know.
But anyway, the show was really well done. Like, the guy who played Johnny Cochran, Mick, was really good.
Mm-mm.
Really good.
This is
really
fucking
slimy. Good.
But, you know, there was bungles along the way on this side of the Ron Goldman and Nicole.
You mean the prosecution side?
Yes,
there were obviously a lot of Mick just touched upon that actually briefly. There was a from the get go. I mean the way the show portrays it, Marcia Clark didn't want the jury to be mostly white because she didn't want it to seem like the state was prejudiced, which was a mistake for the prosecution, which is a huge mistake for the prosecution. Like, just tactically, like, morally, I could see her point, but tactically, for the sake of the fucking judgment, she was retarded to make that choice. Fucking retarded.
I don't know about that, but whatever. I say...
You
want to
convict
a
black man in an all-white community, you pick a jury of all-white people.
White people, yeah. But at the same time, you might have some, like, conservative black, like, old...
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be, like, totally one way, but what was it? I think there were, what, like, 8 black jurors or something like that?
Yeah, that's a lot.
If you got, like...
For a jury of 12,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Like, you could have had, like, 2 or 3 and been, you know, like...
If you would have got some old, you know, Baptist or Catholic black people, you know, like, from, like... I guess World War II generation. That would have swung that way, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? They didn't play none of that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just, like, that's just one of the craziest things, I think, about the whole trial and the way black people, you know,
kept their
votes on that trial was the fact that O.J. Simpson hadn't done shit for the black community. Like, this was a guy who, as soon as he got out of the ghetto, never fucking looked back. Like, never looked back. Like, never spared a dime for fucking anybody back home.
How about a Korean shopkeeper on the jury? I think it would have sworn O.J., like, guilty. Guilty!
Please, he couldn't wait to leave his black wife when he found a white girl. Like, he was just like all about the high class white lifestyle.
Yep.
Older black women, you know what I mean?
He didn't like black women. He you know, even after Nicole, like, he only went.
I'm trying to say, instead of, like, you thinking that it's like a all white, you know, them crowd, older, waspy type folk, Republican, Trump voters or whatever. And I'm trying to think, well, if they did put, like, somebody not white, who would it be? Like, Koreans, maybe older World War II generation black folks would have went his way.
Yeah, I know. You said that.
Yeah. You know, it's just she wasn't thinking. They weren't thinking. They didn't have their shit together. They didn't understand the breadth unto which they were dealing with from the start.
No. No, they didn't. And they did. They completely underestimated. The fact is, O.J. had a team of lawyers who were very well seasoned at just about every aspect of, like, you know, they had Rob Shapiro, who wasn't a trial lawyer, but he was very skilled at double dealings and all that other shit.
They had
Johnny Cochran,
Bailey,
who's definitely
been around forever.
They had F. Lee Bailey, who is, yes, that guy has been around for, who apparently,
oh,
after the trial was eventually disbarred for misconduct, which I thought was fucking amazing. I didn't know that shit.
I didn't know that either, actually.
He was a dirty
Did
lawyer.
They say for what?
Did
it just in the credits.
Up, because I watched it all day. Even when I was at school, I would find excuses to go to the nurse's office or the principal's office to get some shit. Okay? You don't understand. That shit, I don't understand how you didn't catch all it. Or, you know, this was like a cloud to you. Like, this was my world for a minute.
I tried really, really hard not to watch the trial. I hated it. I hated the whole idea that this man was becoming even more of a celebrity because he murdered two people. I hated the whole. Wow. That's what's wrong with America. This is why Trump is the president right now, is because of the spectacle that we make about things. And that's something that I recognized from the start about this trial, is that it was just going to be a huge Hollywood spectacle. Everything was going to be fucked up. Nothing was going to be right. There's no way he was going to get a fair trial, and there's no way that he was going to be tried fairly. I guess I differentiate the two because, you know, by a fair trial, I mean there's you can't get people who are going to, especially with a black jury, you're not going to get people who are completely neutral on it. And there's just no way that the celebrity aspect of the trial was not going to leak into the courtroom, especially when you consider that the judge was kind of a showboat in a lot of ways, you know, I just knew that it was going to be nothing but just a complete fucking American oddball circus. Like, I just knew that,
And to that point, what you were saying about how, like, Marsha Clark didn't realize how much scrutiny she was going to get and whatnot. Can you imagine if something like that happened now? Like, now we're kind of used to that sort of thing because of, like, the internet and how celebrities are basically, you know, brands, and every moment of their existence is, like, captured for the cameras. But back then it really wasn't like that. So even back then, this garnered so much attention that wasn't normal even for celebrities at the time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, yeah,
no, now we have the and you know, speaking of which, we have Rob Kardashian, who, you know, that's how we got the Kardashians from the OJ trial. We got the Kardashians from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kardashian was first known from that trial, and then, you know, Chris obviously made her billion-dollar empire over the
billion,
yeah. Literally, billion-dollar empire.
Wow.
What about Caitlyn?
But you're right. But we follow celebrities so closely now that I think if we were to have another case like that, it would be even more extreme than the OJ trial was. I think we'd have, like,
yeah, I think so.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Like, people,
it's not going to happen. That's a sign of the times, honey. The apocalypse is upon us, y'all. Don't wish it upon us, please, because I can't suffer another one, because that was a divisive time. You know what I mean? It's already tense now. I can't take another one.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Like, I spent many years not wanting to have anything to do with the OJ trial because I was so disgusted by the outcome. And just the circus that surrounded it. Like, I was so disgusted that I spent pretty much up until a couple of weeks ago, I wanted nothing to do with like revisiting the trial or you know, watching it or listening to it, or, you know, I just remembered what a spectacle it was, and I hated it. I hated it so much. But I guess enough time has passed that I wanted to kind of, you know, see what it was all about, because there's stuff that you don't remember, you know, there's stuff that I definitely didn't know about the trial, and there's stuff that I definitely blocked out about the trial, but the show just made it all together. It did a really fucking good job. I really liked the show.
Well, I would say this. If you want to suggest that I watch the show that's on, I will be more than willing to do so. You guys should watch the documentary, though, too, because the documentary is also very
Is that
done.
The ESPN one?
Yeah, it won an Oscar, actually, for documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for an hour.
And it speaks a lot about the, you know, the racial components and the history behind a lot of those things. Like, it sounds like the show did as well, so it's kind of an interesting perspective on that as well.
I just remember watching it. I was from the initial to the end. I remember watching the Bronco chase. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I remember that too. Yeah.
I remember watching the damn parts of the trial. I remember Cato on the stand, Judge Ito, the whole nine. I mean, I remember everything. This just breaking down.
Remember Cato talking about what time he had McDonald's?
Oh, my gosh. He was so twitchy, and I was like, what's wrong with him? And I'm
who was
in
at McDonald's?
10th grade.
Yeah, I guess we went to McDonald's.
Yeah, Cato was talking about how the night when they were trying to figure out where he and OJ were in relation to the timeline, and they were talking about he had McDonald's and brought it over to the house or some shit. Like, it was ridiculous.
The blood on the front of the damn Bronco, was there blood? You know, did you know? Al Qaeda, crazy shit. I remember it.
Al Qaeda. That's all I have to say about that. Al Qaeda as well. Al
I mean, how you find this inside the car plus this, and then, oh, my God.
Well, that's something that Christy
was
talking to me about earlier, is that she had to, when the verdict was read, she knew this motherfucker was guilty. And as a black person, she couldn't really say anything about it because, like, all of her family would be giving her shit. Because everybody just refused to believe that this guy was guilty.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like I was telling Christy earlier. Here's the thing. Without all the blood evidence, which there was plenty of, like that's pretty damning. Like, the blood evidence was pretty fucking damning. But then you have the fact that this guy beat the shit out of his wife repeatedly over the course of like 10 years.
Years.
And it was documented in police reports. Like, it was well documented that this guy. And if you want to say anything about the LAPD, you can say that they're, like, you know, which is one of the Well, no. That's one of the contradictions that the defense made, is that they accuse the LAPD of being both incompetent buffoons. And
they are
completely like intelligent, you know, conspiracy that they were capable of carrying out a very intricate conspiracy against OJ, which was a contradiction.
Right.
You know, they somehow managed to spin both of those things and both of them took, which is just amazing. But the fact is that they were incompetent buffoons. Like they also
bumbling.
That also led, like, being an incompetent buffoon doesn't mean that they can't beat people like Rodney King. That's also incompetent buffoonery. That's not, that doesn't mean that they're not incompetent buffoons just because they managed to perpetrate something like the Rodney King beating. But they were able to fuck up the most ridiculously cut and dry case in the history of fucking mankind. There was blood everywhere. This blood, they found OJ's blood at the scene of the crime they found Nicole and Ron's blood in his Bronco and at his house. Like, it was so
Let the suspect go back on his own recognizance and then vacate the premises with a gun to his head and try to up gun to where the fuck he tried to do. That's stupid.
Yeah.
They let him leave the police department? Really?
It's like the thing you said last week about if you're guilty, I mean, if you're innocent, You're not running.
Well, that's the other place I was trying to get to. So to start out with, they tell the guy that his, with all the blood evidence, like even without all the blood evidence, you've got the fact that the guy, when he's told that his wife's dead, he doesn't ask how she died at all, which alone
right.
isn't enough to convict the guy, but it's pretty fucking suspicious. It's pretty fucking suspicious. You don't ask, like, oh, my God, my wife died. How did she die? How did my ex-wife die? Like, what happened? How did she die? You have the fact that after all this other shit happens, the dude runs away. When it looks like the cops are closing in on him, he runs away with a gun to his head, threatening to kill. Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Because why? Because the only reason that makes sense is because you're guilty. That's the only reason that makes any lick of sense.
Right.
Nobody can argue that.
He's riding. No. You know what I'm saying? He's riding in the back, cuddled with a gun to his head, a pistol. About to end it all.
I'm about to end it. Why, OJ, why are you going to end it all? What's wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, what'd you do?
It's one thing to run, but yeah, if you're threatening to kill yourself, you're not killing yourself just because your ex-wife died.
I'm
going to
kill myself because somebody else killed my wife. No.
Right.
No.
That makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Some drug-related incident happened and my wife is dead and now I'm going to kill myself. No, motherfucker. No.
No. The same wife I tried to beat so many times.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He was upset that somebody did the job better than he did. He couldn't take me out of shape.
It's just like the legal history, the police reports paint a picture of somebody who would eventually kill his wife. Like, that's just...
Right.
That just goes without saying. That's like, it's so obvious. Like, the guy just escalated. Like, he just, there was one point where the cops showed up to their house and Nicole came out beaten and bloody and said, he's going to kill me. He's going to fucking kill me. Please help me. Please put him away or something. Why do you guys keep not doing anything? And this is where the LAPD becomes that buffoon. Where it becomes that incompetent buffoonery. They did fucking nothing to help this woman. I think besides OJ, the other people who should be held culpable in the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson are the LAPD because they did nothing to stop the domestic violence that was happening to her.
And let's be honest, you know, we talk about the putting celebrities up on a pedestal nowadays, but let's put it, you know, if a random black guy was repeatedly accused of beating a random white woman over and over again, that dude would have been in jail way before those murders would have occurred.
What if it's just the first incident? What's he talking about? He could have sneezed on her wrong.
Right.
I know. If it was anywhere else, if it was anyone else, if it was a black guy in the Bronx and he fucking sneezed on his wife the wrong way and she called the cops, he'd be in fucking jail. And that's it. That'd be the end of him. They'd find ways to throw
the book
alone.
Once you get to a certain tax bracket, it don't matter what color you are, you can get away with murder.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know what? Like I think they levied the civil case that they levied against him was something like, I think the judgment was eventually something like $32 million or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they only ever got $500,000 out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not, justice is not, even with the civil suit, justice was not served.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Very sad.
Terrible. Poor
and
Ron.
I feel bad for poor Ron. Like I feel bad for Nicole Brown Simpson's relatives, but I feel even worse for that guy's, for Ron Goldman's fucking family. Like, he was just some fucking kid banging some rich white broad. That's all he was doing.
Right.